The state of Wisconsin is changing the way it handles some of its worst juvenile offenders. On Thursday, Governor Walker unveiled plans to close the state's two juvenile detention centers in favor of five smaller regional facilities scattered across the state. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, advocates who have been pushing for such a shift say this is a step in the right direction, but there's still more work to do.
For years, Democrats have been calling for Governor Walker to not only close the Lincoln Hill School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls, but create smaller regional facilities closer to family and support systems across the state. Yesterday, Governor Walker announced that beginning in 2019, the state will begin to move in that direction, creating five smaller facilities across the state. Under the plan, each new facility would house between 32 and 36 teens. While smaller than the hundreds that the facilities can now hold, Jeffrey Roman says the plans would still house too many youth in one facility. Roman is an organizer with Youth Justice Milwaukee. It's been campaigning to close the juvenile facilities for the past 2 years. Roman says they'd like to see facilities that house no more than 20 people.
We hope that they continue to listen to the community, engage the community, who are saying that the smaller number is much better, and that as they go through their planning process, that they realize that will be more effective. We don't want to say that we don't agree with what he's doing, but we want to make sure that the families and the young people and the people with the research who know with evidence are at those tables, so that those decisions, those considerations are being made.
But smaller facilities by themselves don't necessarily equate to better, according to Larry Dupuis. He's legal director for the ACLU of Wisconsin and says other changes have to be made.
The key things that have to happen are a shift in culture and an infusion of resources that looks at juvenile corrections as something different from adult corrections. So the whole punitive model doesn't work very well with adults, but it works even more poorly with children.
Dupuis says the ACLU of Wisconsin will continue to monitor what's happening with youth at the two facilities, both now and once the transition has been made. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.